Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John Delano on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, how you feeling? You had a marathon day yesterday.
Yeah, I saw. Did you get any sleep?
It was quite a day. Well, you know, one thing about working from home is that I don't have to commute into Gateway Center and back after I do my analysis on the 11 o'clock news last night. So that way, you know, that saves about 25, 30 minutes.
You know what? You bring up a subject that will table for another day, because a lot of people feel that way. The lost life commuting, if it's possible to eliminate that, I think people will. So let's talk about a very atypical primary day that was already moved, and then with letting anyone who wanted to have a mail-in ballot and so on, and some issues about concerns with, you know, social distancing and all these things. Yep. What was your assessment of the day?
Well, you know, I think it went about as well as can be expected. We're still waiting on results, so we don't know for sure whether Michael Lamb, for example, has won the Democratic nomination as state auditor general. We don't know for sure about that. We don't know for sure whether State Representative Adam Ravenstahl has lost to Emily Kincaid. He's behind, but we can't say for sure that he's lost, which would be an upset of an incumbent in this area. We can't say for sure on a number of these races because there are still outstanding ballots in Allegheny County to be counted, and not just Allegheny County. Beaver County election officials are not counting some of their mail-in ballots until today. So, you know, that's a little bit troubling. I think the long lines were troubling. Let's face it, we cannot have this kind of an election in November. We need all our polls to be open in Allegheny County, and we really need to go back to regular order. So, or the lines are going to be out the wazoo in a presidential November election. I think we were lucky this was a primary. But I think the process worked. The mail-in process worked. A lot of people like it. It's going to be there again in November. But I think they're, you know, this was a good test run for election officials. And I think for the most part, it went pretty well.
Yeah, I think that some people were calling it a good dry run is what I had heard as well. Mm-hmm. If it does get confusing, though, people will lose faith in the process or not take part in the process. There were a few snafus yesterday. I know one polling place opened late, and another one sent the polling book with everybody's name in it to the wrong location.
Yeah.
There were a few other minor issues as well, correct?
Yeah, these things happen in every election.
Right, yeah.
But I think you're right. I think you don't want this kind of stuff to happen in a presidential election, as important as November 3rd will be.
Yeah, they call those unforced errors, is what they call those.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I want to give a shout out to the Director of Communications for Allegheny County, Amy Downs, who we had on yesterday to talk about the practical parts of the day. And then I saw she was working
She's
into
excellent.
The early morning because keeping everybody updated on what the process was and how it was going. So thanks to Amy for that.
Yeah. Yes. Let me join in that shout out. I thought Amy did a terrific job with her communications to the media. Every half hour we were getting reports on the election website. I thought everybody on that level did a terrific job. And you're right. I think she was up till 2 a.m. this morning with her last communique.
Yeah, I didn't hear many issues in Allegheny County. I know the issues that we were talking about with the ballots being the wrong size and things like that were on the eastern side of the state predominantly. There was some indicators on the national scene. I know that Joe Biden has secured about 77% of the vote that's in so far. There's 69% reporting. Donald Trump has, on the Republican side, 94% of the vote. And you had a big day yesterday. You had a nice guest.
Well, I did indeed. I had the opportunity to interview Vice President Mike Pence. This actually is my second interview with him in the last couple months. I interviewed him, I think 5 or 6 weeks ago, not that long ago. The White House reached out to me again and said, would you be willing to talk to him? And of course I said yes. But this time, of course, the discussion was not about COVID-19. It was frankly about the president's tweets and statements that the military, he will send in the military if the governors and the mayors are not doing what they should to stop the looting and the arson. So I really questioned him at some length about that. I believe the 9-minute interview is up on the KDKA-TV website that people can go and listen to. We talked about a number of topics. He was generous with his time. Usually they do everything they can to limit you to 3 questions in 5 minutes. And as a journalist, I push back against that. And I particularly think it's important to ask follow-up questions because my experience with politicians, not just Vice President Pence, but with all of them, is you ask a question, you guys know this, you ask a question, and if they don't like it, they dodge it or tell you something else. So you have to keep coming back
and you did. You pressed him on the taking a knee question.
Yes, I did. I mean, obviously, his major focus was send in the troops, send in the National Guard. Governor Wolf needs to do more, that kind of stuff. But they also insist that they stand with, that they are on the side of George Floyd, that the killing of him was outrageous. And so I said to the vice president, I said, would you be willing to take a knee like other officials and police chiefs have done? And he dodged the question, so I asked him again, and this time he just basically says, we are standing with the protesters.
Yeah, but I appreciated you probing the wire there for everybody else who was asking that same question. And I saw a very poignant picture of Derek Chauvin, the police officer accused of murder against George Floyd, with his knee on his neck. And then next to it was a picture of Colin Kaepernick from the NFL when he took a knee on the sidelines years ago.
Right.
And it was very powerful. Nobody had to say anything. You just looked at that.
Yeah. Well, of course, those were very different circumstances. But the fact is that the showing of support in this case, where you have particularly Vice President Biden, Joe Biden has took a knee with clergy, with a mixed group, African-American and white clergy, not a couple of days ago. And so it just was a natural question to ask the vice president. And, you know, whether it's that question or any others, you know, I pressed him on whether he was being critical of Governor Wolf. Because, you know, they talk in generalities, and then you want to focus them in. Well, did Governor Wolf fail? And he hedged a little bit on that, but then pointed out that the governor, as I think on your show, said that he had some backup National Guard for Pittsburgh, but they haven't been deployed yet.
Yeah, he has 120 National Guard members here in Pittsburgh, just in case the city requests their presence.
Right. Well, because the governor said that on your show, I was able to ask the vice president about that. So, you know, we all take from each other, don't we?
Absolutely.
Well, you did a terrific job, as you always do, and we can continue. Yeah, and if you get a chance to watch the entire interview with Mike Pence, vice president, and John Delano, go to KDKA-TV and check it out. John, thank you. Get some rest.
Oh, I will, guys. And, you know, this election isn't over, so we'll be back again, I'm sure.
Yeah, we appreciate you, John. Thank you.
Good. Have a good one.
Thanks, John.
KDKA-TV's John Delano.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.